Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. Scientific fact seems to be constantly challenging many commonly held beliefs. One such example is the belief that dolphins are among the most intelligent mammals on the planet. But are they? Some dolphin lovers may be surprised to learn that their favorite mammal may be less smart than they think, not to mention less gentle. Jim Smith reports.
Dolphins have always had a special place in popular culture. Their seemingly serene disposition, with their mouths formed in what appears to be a perpetual smile, makes us imagine them to be peaceful creatures. And because they display an impressive ability to perform complex tricks, we have the impression that they are extremely intelligent. But how much of this is true? Professor Jane Heath, a marine biologist at State University, is here to provide answers.
A lot of people think dolphins are winsome and harmless and may even be able to communicate with humans. Others believe dolphins have an affinity with humans to the point of even helping a human in distress. The truth is actually quite different. Dolphins are wild animals, and like all wild animals, they are unpredictable. This is even the case for trained dolphins. Let's also remember that dolphins are predatory animals, that dolphins don't attack tourists swimming in their midst in the tropics. Means only one thing. These dolphins are well-fed and do not see the tourists as food. I say this because in areas where there is a shortage of food, namely fish and squid, dolphins will attack humans. For example, researchers from Aberdeen University in Scotland were recently attacked by a group of dolphins. Two from the team were severely bitten. Dolphins have also been observed to attack and kill porpoises in their competition for food.
Okay, so you've shown that dolphins are not harmless. In fact, they can be pretty dangerous when they are either hungry, or I guess even afraid. But what about their intelligence? It's a fact that they have fairly large brains. If I'm not mistaken, their brains are comparatively as large as our own.
It's true dolphins have large brains. But brain size is not the only criterion for designating intelligence. Were that the case, then birds should be even more intelligent than humans, since they have extremely large brains with respect to their size. Of all living things, humans have the highest encephalization quotient. The encephalization quotient, or EQ, is the figure we get by comparing overall body size to the size of the brain. For humans, that figure is about 8. For dolphins, it's about 3.5, pretty impressive when compared with the 3 of chimps and the 1.5 of dogs. So, on the basis of their EQ number, dolphins seem pretty intelligent. But size is only one factor with regards to intelligence. An even more important factor is what makes up the brain. Dolphins actually have very simple brains. About a third of the typical dolphin brain is taken up by glial cells, which are basically fatty cells that offer protection from the cold. Glial cells do not really have any cognitive function. They add size, but they do not add brain power.
The current understanding is that dolphins are slightly more intelligent than dogs, which is pretty impressive. However, dolphins are definitely not nearly as intelligent as humans. Or other primates, for that matter. It's interesting that, despite new evidence, myths about dolphins' behavior and intelligence persist. I even find it sad that most people cannot accept dolphins for what they are.
What opinion is the program apparently supporting? 37. According to the information, what is the encephalization quotient, or EQ? 38. Which statement is apparently true based on information from the program? 39. Of the three animals mentioned in the program, which one has the most intelligence? 40. What does a reporter find sad?